Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we'll discuss the litany of issues left to consider by the Texas legislature as we begin the final week of the ongoing second special legislative session, as well as the prospects for those issues getting across the legislative finish line. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. Today marks just 7 days left in the ongoing second special legislative session. As such, of the over 17 items that are on Governor Greg Abbott's special session agenda, thus far none have made it across the legislative finish line or been sent to Abbott's desk. This is, of course, mainly due to the quorum break, something that was enabled by House Republican leadership that paralyzed the House of Representatives and, more broadly, the overall Texas legislature for over 37 days. The House was finally able to consider Senate Bill 1 or the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill last week. You may recall that a similar bill was used as the impetus for the original quorum break altogether in the penultimate day of the 87th regular session, as Republican leadership in the House did nothing to prevent Democrat lawmakers from leaving the House floor, which of course ended the legislative prospects of not only the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, but also a bail reform bill, both issues being emergency legislative items of Governor Abbott's. The bill considered last week reflected that of the election integrity bill that was to be considered in the first special session in early July, which included concessions to Democrat lawmakers. Of course, many of those same lawmakers left again just 5 days into that special session, which caused the paralysis that held the legislature hostage up until 2 weeks ago. After 12 hours of largely orchestrated theater, as they negotiated amendments behind the scenes, the bill unsurprisingly passed along largely partisan lines by a vote of 80 in favor to 31 in opposition. The lone Republican lawmaker to vote against the election integrity bill was that of State Representative Lyle Larson of San Antonio. Shortly thereafter, a conference committee was appointed comprised of 5 members of the Texas Senate and 5 members of the Texas House of Representatives, charged with reconciling the differences between the House and Senate versions of the bill. The bill's author, State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola, indicated that he took issue with one amendment in particular that was added in the House by State Representative Briscoe Kane, a Republican from Deer Park, who, ironically, was the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill sponsor in the regular session. It's likely that the conference committee will submit its conference committee report sometime this week, whereby both legislative chambers will then have to accept the report for it to be finally passed. As previously mentioned, another of Abbott's emergency legislative items that died in the waning days of the regular session as a result of the original quorum break was that of bail reform. The House gave initial approval to 2 different bills related to the subject last week. Notably, one of the bills is a constitutional amendment, which requires 2/3 support of the membership of both legislative chambers. When it was initially considered on Friday last week in the House, it only had 82 lawmakers vote in favor of it, which is several short of the required 2/3. It's scheduled to be considered again for its final vote today when the House gavels in. It's unclear whether it now has the support to finally pass. The House Public Education Committee is scheduled to meet at 4 p.m. today, or upon final adjournment of the House, to consider 2 different bills relating to mask mandates in public schools. One of those bills, House Bill 141 by State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Allen, would simply prohibit any mask mandates at all in public schools. The other bill, House Bill 164 by State Representative Harold Dutton Jr., a Democrat from Houston, would allow school boards to mandate masks in public schools for children 12 years of age and younger. Dutton is, of course, the chairman of the House Public Education Committee. This issue has resurfaced as an increasing number of school districts around the state continue to ignore Governor Greg Abbott's executive order that attempts to prevent such mandates, something he issued in July. Since the fall semester of public schools began over the last few weeks, many have adopted a patchwork of masking policies, which continues to sow confusion for Texas families all across the state. Abbott himself, of course, had previously mandated such masking policies last year. Notably, bills related to improvements on the supposed ban on critical race theory that passed during the regular session are hung up in the House Public Education Committee as well. Both the Senate version, Senate Bill 3, and the House version, House Bill 28, by State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican from the Woodlands, were given a hearing last week in the same committee, but neither has been voted out to be considered by the overall House. The same can be said for the Senate Bill 2, or the bill that would require public school students to play in sports associated with their biological sex at birth. It was heard in the same committee last week, but has thus far not been voted on. The House is set to consider Senate Bill 4 today, or the bill that prohibits the solicitation of abortion-inducing drugs in the mail. This is a bill that passed the Senate in the first special session, but was never considered in the House. The House is also scheduled to consider bills providing for supplemental appropriations to various state agencies. All in all, the following issues still remain to be considered by the House of Representatives: the restoration of their own funding, something that was vetoed by Governor Abbott himself a few weeks after the regular legislative session concluded. They still have to consider the bill seeking to end family and dating violence in public school-aged children. They have to consider the bill for youth sports protections for public school students and improvements to the ban on critical race theory we talked about earlier. They still have to consider enhanced protections for the safety of children in the Texas foster care system. They have to consider specific appropriations for improved cybersecurity and the preemption of local governments creating a patchwork of regulations on private business employment practices like that of paid sick leave. And then, of course, lastly, consider legislative quorum changes themselves, something that was added to this special session's agenda that was not on the previous one by Governor Abbott. Thus far, the House has prioritized things like a 13th check or additional money for beneficiaries of the Teachers Retirement System of Texas. They prioritized bills purporting to provide property tax relief for specific property taxpayers. And they also prioritized the Election Integrity Bill, with a few other issues to be finally addressed today. The Senate, though primarily already done with the consideration of most of the issues on the agenda, will also be considering a few remaining issues this week as they await the conclusion of negotiations happening behind the scenes between them and their House colleagues. All that is to say, 1 week remains in the maximum allowed 30 days for the ongoing special legislative session, though it's possible they do consider and potentially pass all of the items on Abbott's special session agenda. It looks increasingly likely that several items will not make it across the finish line in time. It's unclear, if that happens, what, if any, will be added to a would-be future special session where the legislature is still going to take up things like that of the politically tenuous redistricting process. I'm Jeremy Kitchens for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all take care.